90.5 KUT. We're listening to the music of Jonathan Myberg this afternoon. It's not often we hear a banjo and a trumpet on this, here to, playing together in Studio 1A. How did you come up with that kind of voicing?
Trial and error. Now, Scott played trumpet on the record, and it was funny. He came in one day and played on a bunch of different songs. I think it took about an hour, and you know, he left and we mixed the record, and the result was that it sounded like he was just everywhere, all over the record. And I think it gave a real special feeling to the record.
Scott Brackett there on trumpet and also a little bit of melodica. Brian Cassidy was the guitar player, and Jonathan Myberg played piano on the first tune. And the title of that one again was?
The first one was La Dame et la Licorne. The title comes from a series of French tapestries depicting a lady and a unicorn, which are pretty famous.
Okay. And the second one was Red Sea, Black Sea, in which Jonathan Myberg played the banjo, and he sang on both of those. And those two tunes start off the Shearwater album, Palo Santo. So Shearwater's kind of your baby at this point, is that right?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, it's been that way for the last just about year, and we've really, I feel like, grown into the music, and we've been really happy with the way that this record came out. And
it's been getting really good reviews, and you know, the New York Times has mentioned it a couple of times.
They've been very nice to us. They even sent a reporter to a show at which there were about 12 people present. So we felt very lucky as far as that goes.
So is that really frustrating, you know, coming all the way from Austin where, you know, you probably draw a pretty good crowd and showing up in New York and a dozen people?
Well, we played two New York shows, and one of them was well promoted and it was sold out. And then there was this other one that was sort of dubiously promoted. It was out in Bushwick. And it was entertaining. That thing is, if you get upset about the number of people who are coming to your shows, you really shouldn't be in a touring band. You know, it's not for you if you can't handle it.
Jonathan Myberg is our guest. Now, you're going to be playing tomorrow night at Emo's on a show, and you'll be playing solo.
Yeah.
So oftentimes, as we mentioned, we get less musicians for the KUT than we get for the live thing, but today it's sort of reversed.
Yeah, but you can't see us. I feel like the visual element, you know, just knowing that, you know, being able to see the performer adds a lot in a live setting, and on the radio, you're hamstrung as far as that goes.
And how long has Palo Santo been out?
It just came out in May, so there's a lot of life left in this record, and we're going to be touring on it again in September and in October in Europe, and then I'm sure in the spring again as well. So we're going to be playing these songs a lot.
Okay. Can we ask you to do another one?
Absolutely.
Jonathan Myberg on 90.5 KUT.
This one's called 74 or 75.